Novelist Danzy Senna won a number of awards for her debut novel, Caucasia. Her new novel is called Symptomatic. Our reviewer Alan Chews finds it quite appealing and a little troubling.
A talented young California woman of mixed race graduates from college and wins an internship at a high-powered magazine in New York City. She moves in all too soon with a handsome waspy guy with a trust fund whom she meets on the subway, and even as she passes for white, finds herself searching for a way out. While she's looking, an oddly compelling co-worker, an older woman named Greta Hicks, sets her sights on her. Greta, as our narrator sees her, is 40-something, teetering between voluptuous and overweight, olive skin, straight dark hair streaked with a few strands of white, a faint shadow of a mustache over her lip. In Greta, the narrator finds some resemblance to herself. Yes, she says, we could have been related. We had the same straight brown hair and olive skin, and the same vague look about our features. But nothing vague, maybe something opaquely symbolic, but not vague about the way Greta manifests what turns out to be a huge obsession with the young woman from California. She finds her an apartment in a Brooklyn neighborhood and succeeds in taking over her life for a good, long, nasty while. And nothing vague about the power of the psychic tug of war between the two women and the narrator's struggle with identity and loneliness. It all turns out a bit too melodramatic in the final scenes, but almost to the end, the young woman's dilemma becomes your dilemma. And Symptomatic is still a book by a truly interesting young writer whose work you'll want to follow from now on.
The book is Symptomatic by Danzy Senna. Our reviewer Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.